I'm not in a very good mood this morning.
That's what happens every time.
Got a call from Kenny in the middle of the night. One of the officers got shot on the 17th. He's okay. No, I don't even know who it was. He just told me.
Yeah, he told me they were going to get a warrant to go out that night.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for him to come in and find out who it was. I don't know any of the details. He called me about 3:30.
Well, I got 2 calls this morning to start my day.
What?
Got a call from Pedro.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey, David, Coleman was represented.
I'm in the board meeting right now.
And they're going to pay me a Spanish shitload of money with architect. I mean, he's going full board because it's just, we thought just an administrative division of being. He didn't explain. He says, but they're going to have one more meeting. He says, Cuomo's going to have a severe haircut, but this ain't going any further.
Hey, Mark, this is Melanie over at the DA's.
Then I get a call from Liz.
I'm at the board meeting this morning, and I'm trying to
and it was from Selmayr and the goddamn Republican leadership to schedule the goddamn meeting.
No, it's telling me that I need a new password or something, and it looks
take the roll, please.
Supervisor Williamson.
Here.
Supervisor Aldean.
Here.
Supervisor Livermore.
Yeah.
Supervisor Starr.
Present.
Mayor Texera.
Here.
You have a quorum present, Mr.
Thank you. You all please rise.
Sheriff, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would you please remain standing? We have with us the Reverend Bill McCord of the First United Methodist Church, retired.
Retired, that's right.
and Sheriff, before the prayer, would you tell us what's happened so we can include it in our prayer?
I appreciate it. Last night, one of our officers, Deputy Josh Sagler, was injured by a shooting. Is in the hospital at this point in time. I'm doing surgery on his arm.
And Mayor Texera, members of the Board of Supervisors, and those attending, let us pray. O Lord our God, we are here this morning, both as the Board of Supervisors and citizens of Carson City, to seek your guidance in all that we say and do. Help us to hear and seek the welfare of the citizens of this fair city. Help us to see that the welfare of one person is the welfare of all. May it be said that justice and mercy was sought for all in the decisions that are made by this body, this day, and every day. And I ask, O Lord, your blessing on each and everyone here, especially the Board of Supervisors. And as you have heard, we've had one of our deputies down, Officer Josh Stagliano. And may he be aware of your presence in his life at this time, enabling him to come through successfully with the surgery. And may your support be known and provided through the work that these elected officials provide. For your guidance, we give you thanks, O God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend.
Mayor, may I just...
Certainly.
On this day, 55 years ago, I was pinned down along with my squad in a valley in Korea. In September, we had taken Hill 673, 749, and 812 with 160 killed and 350 wounded. Been pulled off of that hill, but had gone back up on that hill. It was while we were settling the line along the 38th. On that day, we called back for artillery and were told that all of the rounds had been fired for that day. Lieutenant Ruppel, who was father of editor of Collier's Magazine at that time, said to the artillery officer, "You either get these rounds out here, or if we get back, I'm going to come down and visit you." Well, we got the rounds, and we got out with only one man wounded. Later on, I was on another hill when, of the 220 of us that went out, 11 were killed and 190 were wounded. I was one of the lucky ones that walked off the hill that day. I say this because we have young men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan at this time. They need to know of the support that we as citizens in Carson City are providing. And so I speak for them. I'm very much opposed to this war. I'm standing on the corners in front of the legislature every Monday to, once again, to say I'm against this war, as I was from the very beginning. But we need to know that the young men and women, some much older, in fact, in our National Guards, need to know that we give them our 100% support. And so I wanted to say that today. Whatever we do in the actions in our city, we must support those who are in harm's way at this time.
Thank you, Bill. Very nicely done. Do we have any public comments on non-agendized items? Sam, you're on.
Yes.
But then he won't show up. We're not number one on his priority list. He picks the airport over us. So, I mean, if we're just second-class citizens, Sam, you're losing your credibility with us.
Well, yeah, their budget on a consent agenda is bigger than your whole budget for a year. $33 million on a consent agenda item, if you can fathom. Anyway, Sam Dineen, the Encyclopedia Reno Government, the most trusted name in Nevada government, and the subject of UncleSamForPresident.com right there on the internet. You know, and I trust you all enjoyed the
government. You're running for president now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Modest ambition.
And I do a darn good job, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the best man for the job. But I'm not accepting campaign bribes, otherwise known as contributions, so I likely will not be elected. But I'll give it a good try. And if you read the UncleSamForPresident.com right there, no advertising, just a lot of propaganda put out there by me. But, you know, I trust you all enjoyed the governor's ball. I'm sure you were all invited. Believe it or not, Sam Dineen wasn't invited. Oh, and she's shaking. You weren't invited. Oh, my goodness. And he wasn't. Oh, gee.
Sheriff.
Well, you ought to send a letter over to the governor right now. That's embarrassing. But don't feel too bad. That cocktail waitress down in Las Vegas wasn't invited either, so you're in good company.
Come on, Sam, get
folks,
on over there.
What? Come folks on, are, Sam. No, I'm just talking about this stuff.
All right.
And, you know, folks are always coming up to me in the street now that they recognize me off of the Sam Dineen show on TV there every week. They're coming up and saying, Sam, you're doing such a wonderful job down there. Thank you very much for going down there and representing the citizens. And then I say, well, why don't you come on down? You must have something good or bad to say. And they say, well, no, I'm sorry, I've got a root canal operation I got to go over to right now, and I'm going to take care of that instead of the city council meeting. But I try to tell that Mayor Tex is a nice guy, and the rest of you are real nice, and the sheriff's real nice over there. But last but not least, I do want to make some comments about, seriously, and that was a phenomenal report that he ought to come back out of retirement. Very, very good. Thank you very much. The workers' compensation program and this is right on the subject. This is the workers' compensation. This should be agendized, and it shouldn't. They ought to come in and call a spade a spade. It really isn't workers' compensation insurance. It's bosses' protection insurance, because when the worker, I found out, and I'm hearing more and more horror stories, finding more things on the internet about Nevada workers' compensation program, which is unfortunately privatized, and all they care about is making more money. They don't care about the worker. So when the worker is injured, and this could go for anybody in this room or anybody out there in TV land, when the worker is injured, guess what? He's not treated like a, he or she is not treated like a victim. They're treated like a villain. They're treated as if they're guilty of lying right off the bat, and they have to prove, jump through hoops, takes months and months and years, maybe be off of the job, and they have to prove that they're not lying to them when they say they're injured. So the workers' compensation program really needs to be corrected, and I hope the workers' compensation people out there running the operation are listening to me, because if they don't do something about it, they should all be fired. Last but not least, I did miss last week's meeting. I'm sorry. I'm starting a new streak. The meeting 2 weeks ago, but the Reno Airport did have a meeting, and I needed to go to that, because without Sam's presence down there, there's no telling what they can get away with. Although I have heard through the grapevine that I was sorely missed at your meeting, because I even heard that the mayor was throwing out a couple of GD bombs. But that's just hearsay, so I'm not really sure. Last but not least, relative to the airport down here, I understand you're looking for, somebody's trying to put in a huge jet farm down there, whatever a jet farm
jet
is.
Ranch.
And
jet,
she's
ranch.
Not,
jet ranch.
Jet ranch. Farm ranch. Okay, farm ranch. Okay.
Goodness.
Semantics, yeah. Somebody wants to put in a big jet ranch, and I think that's probably a good idea, because, you know, the next thing that comes after jet ranches, I watch it across the nation, scheduled airline service.
Thank you.
No bet on it.
Are you done? Good. Okay, next. Anybody other? No. If not, we'll close the public comments. Do you have any minutes to approve, Ellen?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, you have minutes for regular meeting of December 21st, 06, and the special meeting of November 14th of 06.
Any comments on the minutes? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Do it. I move to approve the minutes from the Carson City Board of Supervisors special meeting of November 14th, and the minutes from the regular meeting of the Carson City Board of Supervisors dated December 21st of 2006 as presented.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. Any comments on the question? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, changes to the agenda. We're pulling item 4-2A. Will not be heard today. And we're pulling item 7. The social host ordinance will be removed. The reason for the not removed is just going to be continued. A discussion with our district attorney and also with Melanie. That product has some more work to be done on it, and it will be back. So I want everybody to know the reason for pulling it was because the DA was not ready to bring it forward. But I do want to express my gratitude for all the hardworking realtors that took the time to send me the emails in support of the issue, and be assured it will be back. With that, we're going to recess as the Board of Supervisors, and we are now going to become the Liquor and Entertainment Board. Who's here?
Minutes.
Where's Al?
How about I step up? Al,
we're
not,
wait,
Al's
Al
not here.
Here.
Yeah, we'll do the minutes.
Just call them straight off.
Okay. You have any comments on the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes of the Carson City Liquor and Entertainment Board dated November 2nd of 2006 as presented.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. Any comments on the question? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Go ahead. I think you can do it with it.
I can try.
Well, just
I'll stumble my way through.
Go ahead.
Sir. The first action is to approve a full bar liquor license for Mr.
McFadden.
Okay. Could you step up to the podium, please, and introduce yourself?
For the record, please. Pull that mic down a little bit.
Okay. My name is Glenn McFadden.
and I applied for liquor license, but lucky 7 bar.
Okay. Is this, have you bought the, you own it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. And have you done the background check or the, how's it look?
Yes, we have no objection.
No objections. Any comments by the board? You understand that we are really tightening up on the minor drinking problem in our community.
Yes.
So I hope that you'll take that in. It's a privilege license. I hope you'll do 100% job over there.
Yes, sir.
With that, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I move to approve a full bar liquor license for Mr. Gurmat Singh Badham, owner of the Lucky 7 Bar located at 1914 North Carson Street, with a fiscal impact of $1,000 for original new fee, $500 for an investigation fee, and $200 for a quarterly fee.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Do you have any comments on the question? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
The next item is to approve a full bar on-premise and package license to Miss. Is it George A?
Right. Please come forward.
Hello, my name is Kai E. George, and I am applying the full bar liquor license.
For
Kai E's Oriental Cafe.
Yeah, okay. That's 301 North Carson.
Old Garibaldi's.
Yes.
The old
Garibaldi's. Yes, I took 2 spaces
I'm
there.
I'm glad to
really
see you. You know, we walk by your facility every day. You know, buildings have been built faster than you put that restaurant in there, you know.
Probably. I can't wait for it open.
Now, okay, I'll get the question later. First of all, have you done it by
destination? Scheduled airline service.
Thank you.
Are you done? Good. Okay, next. Anybody other? No. If not, we'll close the public comments. Do you have any minutes to approve, Alan?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. You have minutes for regular meeting of December 21st, 06, and the special meeting of November 14th of 06.
Any comments on the minutes? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Do it. I move to approve the minutes from the Carson City Board of Supervisors special meeting of November 14th and the minutes from the regular meeting of the Carson City Board of Supervisors dated December 21st of 2006 as presented.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. Any comments on the question? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Okay, changes to the agenda. We're pulling item 4-2A. Will not be heard today. And we're pulling item 7, the social host ordinance, will be removed. The reason for the not removed is just going to be continued. A discussion with our district attorney and also with Melanie. That product has some more work to be done on it, and it will be back. So I want everybody to know the reason for pulling it was because the DA was not ready to bring it forward. But I do want to express my gratitude for all the hardworking realtors that took the time to send me the emails in support of the issue, and be assured it will be back. With that, we're going to recess as the Board of Supervisors, and we are now going to become the Liquor and Entertainment Board. Who's here?
Minutes.
Where's Al?
How about I step up? Al's not here.
Yeah, we'll do the minutes.
Just call them straight off.
Okay. You have any comments on the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes of the Carson City Liquor and Entertainment Board dated November 2nd of 2006 as presented.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. Any comments on the question? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Go ahead. I think you can do it with it.
I can try.
Well, just
I'll stumble my way through.
Go ahead.
Sir. The first action is to approve a full bar liquor license for Mr.
Gurmat Badham.
Okay. Could you step up to the podium, please, and introduce yourself?
For the record, please. Pull that mic down a little bit.
Okay.
My name is Gurmukh Badham, and I applied for liquor license for the Lucky 7 Bar.
Okay. Is this, have you bought the, you own it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hotel. All right. And have you done the background check or the, how's it look?
Yes, we have no objection.
No objections. Any comments by the board? You understand that we are really tightening up on the minor drinking problem in our community.
Yes.
So I hope that you'll take that in. It's a privilege license. I hope you'll do 100% job over there.
Yes, sir.
With that, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I move to approve a full bar liquor license for Mr. Gurmat Singh Batam, owner of the Lucky 7 Bar located at 1914 North Carson Street, with a fiscal impact of $1,000 for original new fee, $500 for an investigation fee, and $200 for a quarterly fee.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Do you have any comments on the question? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
The next item is to approve a full bar on-premise and package license to Miss. Is it George A?
Okay. Please come forward.
Hello, my name is Kai E. George, and I am applying the full bar liquor license.
For
Kai E.'s Oriental Cafe.
Okay. That's 301 North Carson.
Old Garibaldi.
The old Garibaldi. Yes, I took two spaces
there. I'm glad to see you. You know, we walk by your facility every day. You know, buildings have been built faster than you put that restaurant in there, you know.
Probably. I can't wait for it open.
Now, okay, I'll get the question later. First of all, have you done a background check?
We have, and we don't have any objections.
Okay. Now I get to play with you a little bit. No, you have other restaurants, correct?
Yes.
How many?
I had two more in Reno.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing in there, what we'll be seeing?
Actually, it is sort of upscale fast food prepared with Asian cuisine like dim sum soup, and also serving 12 entrees like Panda Express. Because it's an upper scale, so I had put a lot into it. I put marble countertop, marble table. I want everybody even come in as a convenient fast, but I want them to feel comfortable.
How is our building department? Did you have any problems with them?
Oh, no.
No?
So far, so good. They are very supportive. So they all want to open.
I'm up to help them.
But then again, you're not open yet, are you? Okay.
Yeah, not yet. Will take a while, but we will open soon.
And you're going to have a full bar in there then? Your liquor, you're going to...
I actually don't know what any difference... Excuse me, I'm Chinese. Any difference between a full bar liquor license or just serving a beer and wine?
You are doing a full bar, am I correct?
Just hard liquors.
We're only serving the beer and wine.
Oh, that's wrong.
Well, then your agenda is for a full bar.
Is it?
That means you're
hard liquor. I mean,
and
wine
and
beer.
Oh, okay. So that means I had that as an option if I
had
this approved.
Yeah, but you're also paying a little extra for it too, front end.
That's okay. I don't
mind
paying extra.
That's all right. Good. I like people that got a lot of money like that. All
but
right.
I still serve beer and wine.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
That's good.
Thanks. Any comments?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Welcome. First of all, welcome. Now, are you going to use the patio and back also?
Yes, and we had a open fireplace with the cap to protect for safety reason.
Fire pit
in the winter, and I also had a waterfall fountain in the back, make it really romantic. So, how about that?
You know, we're right across the street from you.
Yeah,
you
we're
know?
Waiting, you waiting patiently.
You know, well, I'm going to see a lot of you, but probably you will see me more just at the beginning because I had two more operations. I plan to put 10 in the whole area.
10?
Yes.
Then you'll franchise them after that, right?
I don't know yet, so I can't control it all because I put all my money in it.
Well, we thank you for putting that venture capital in our community. We look forward to you getting open. I would like to tell you, though, and we're serious about the people that have the liquor license to please enforce it. Check your minors, ID them, and do a good job over there. I don't think because of your location you're going to get much in the way of, but you never know, you know. But I'd like to see Supervisor Williamson carded every time she goes.
She'd like to be carded.
Yeah.
Every time.
And I like Miss Whittemore.
And we'd like to, you know, to know how many times her and Miss Aldine come over there. And if they get rowdy on the patio out there, feel free to call the sheriff.
Yes, and he'll join us.
If you don't mind if I interject, just for the record, this is a request for a packaged beer and wine license as well as a dining room beer and wine license.
Oh, so it's not a, see, the thing it says to approve a full bar on premises.
And packaged.
No, it's packaged beer and wine and dining room beer and wine.
Okay, so you don't have the hard liquor.
I don't have the hard liquor.
Okay, you can always, if you ever want to do it, you can always upgrade.
Okay.
With that, or if there are any other questions, I'll entertain a motion.
When are you going to open?
Chinese follow feng shui. My feng shui master, which is directly from Henan Shaolin Temple, talked to me this morning at 4 a.m. He said, the best open day for grand opening is Chinese February 6th, probably March 26th or 27th. He gave me the hours, and I will follow that. Before that, if I open already, then I will try a run. I will not say grand opening. But particular day announced on the news had to be that feng shui day.
Yes. That's March 26th?
I believe so, yes. We're going to have a drum dance. We're going to have a firework. I'm going to apply a special approval for the firework because that's just the way we do the...
Okay.
We have and we don't have any objections.
Okay. Now I get to play with you a little bit. Now, you have other restaurants, correct?
Yes.
How many?
I had two more in Reno.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing in there, what we'll be seeing?
Actually, it is sort of upscale fast food prepared with Asian cuisine like dim sum soup and also serving 12 entrees like Panda Express. Because it's an upper scale, so I had put a lot into it. I put marble countertop, marble table. I want everybody even come in as a convenient fast, but I want them to feel comfortable.
How is our building department? Did you have any problems with them?
Oh, no.
No?
So far, so good. They so are very supportive. So they all want to open.
I'm about to help them.
But then again, you're not open yet, are you? Okay.
Yeah, no. We'll take a while, but we will open soon.
And you're going to have a full bar in there then? The liquor, you're going to...
I actually don't know what any difference... Excuse me, I'm Chinese. Any difference between a full bar liquor license or just serving a beer and wine?
You were doing a full bar, am I correct?
Just hard liquors.
We're only serving the beer and wine.
Oh, that's wrong.
Well, then you're agendized for a full bar.
Is it?
That means you're
hard liquor.
I mean,
and wine and beer.
Oh, okay. So that means I had that as an option if I get this approved.
Yeah, but you're also paying a little extra for it too, front end.
That's okay. I don't
mind paying.
That's
all right. Good. I like people that got a lot of money like that. All
but
right.
I still serve beer and wine.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
That's good.
Thanks. Any comments?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Welcome. First of all, welcome. Now, are you going to use the patio in back also?
Yes, and we had a open fireplace with the cap to protect for safety reason.
Fire pit
in the winter, and I also had a waterfall fountain in the back, make it really romantic. So, how about that?
You know, we're right across the street from you.
Yeah,
you know?
We're waiting patiently.
You know, well, supervisor.
I'm going to see a lot of you, but probably you will see me more just at the beginning because I had two more operations. I plan to put 10 in the whole area.
10?
Yes.
Then you'll franchise them after that, right?
I don't know yet, so I can't control it all because I put all my money in it.
Well, we thank you for putting that venture capital in our community. We look forward to you getting open. I would like to tell you, though, and we're serious about the people that have the liquor license to please enforce it. Check your minors, ID them, and do a good job over there. I don't think because of your location you're going to get much in the way of, but you never know, you know. But I'd like to see Supervisor Williamson carded every time she goes.
She'd like to be carded
yeah,
every time.
I like Ms. Willie more.
And we'd like to, you know, to know how many times her and Miss Aldine come over there. And if they get rowdy on the patio out there, feel free to call the sheriff.
Yes, and he'll join us.
If you don't mind, if I interject, just for the record, this is a request for a packaged beer and wine license, as well as a dining room beer and wine license.
Oh, so it's not a, see, the thing it says to approve a full bar on right. premises.
And packaged.
No, it's packaged beer and wine and dining room beer and wine.
Okay, so you're not, you don't have the hard liquor.
I don't have the hard liquor,
okay, you
yes.
can always, if you ever want to do it, you can always upgrade.
Okay.
Okay. With that, are there any other questions? I'll entertain a motion.
When are you going to open?
Chinese follow feng shui. My feng shui master, which is directly from Henan Shaolin Temple, talked to me this morning at 4 a.m. He said, the best open day for grand opening is Chinese February 6th, probably March 26th or 27th. He gave me the hours, and I will follow that. Before that, if I open already, then I will try a run. I will not say grand opening. But particular day announced on the news had to be that feng shui day.
Yes. March 26th?
I believe so, yes. We're going to have a drum dance. We're going to have a
firework.
I'm going to apply a special approval for the firework because that's just the way we do the grand
opening. We're going to have fireworks across.
Oh, small.
Usually we have fireworks inside City Hall. This time we're going to have them outside across the street. All right.
Not those kind of fireworks.
Oh, okay.
Not the silent one. Going to make some noise.
There you go. Any other questions? Okay, entertain a motion. Did we get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
We haven't had a motion. No, not yet. Shelly's going to do it. I might move to approve.
Maybe I don't want Shelly to go.
I'm sorry, then I won't.
Go ahead, Shelly.
I move to approve a packaged beer and wine liquor license and a dining room beer and wine liquor license for Kai E. George, member and liquor manager of Kai E.'s Carson City Cafe Limited, DBA Kai E.'s Oriental Cafe, located at 301 North Carson Street. Fiscal impact, $500 for original new fee, $500 for investigation fee, and $225 for a quarterly fee.
Second.
I have a motion, I have a second. Any comments on the question? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Both motion carried. Wasn't this fun? This is a lot more fun than in Reno, right?
I thought you were going to question me, like
no.
test me.
No.
Interrogator.
Now, I got to ask you, now, you went before for your liquor license in Reno, right?
No, but we no. The other, I'm going to apply the other two the same way, but I think here is a lot more fun.
Absolutely. Tell Sam to name
that.
Right?
Yeah,
you know, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, and very good luck to you.
Thank you very much to you all.
Thank you.
All right, we will now adjourn as the Liquor and Entertainment Board, and we shall reconvene as the Board of Supervisors. Okay, now we're going on. Is there any items the Board would like to have pulled off the consent agenda for Pete?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to have item 41D pulled because I need to abstain from that discussion.
All right. Any other from the Board? Anybody from the audience want something pulled, Sam?
45 Bravo.
All right. Very good. Okay, we've got those two. We'll be pulled. Other than that, I'll entertain a motion.
Okay. Did you say 45 Bravo?
No, 41B.
45
Bravo.
45
B.
45 B. Okay. All right, I have enough.
Small military.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, I move for approval of the consent agenda. It now consists of four items from the assessor's office, 4.1, 4.2, two items from Parks and Recreation, excuse me, one item from 4.2, Parks and Recreation Open Space. Purchases and contracts, three items. One item from Public Works Contracts. Four items remaining from Development Services. And one item from City Manager with special recognition to Luann Spadra-Drew and Dr. Gregory Hayes to the Historical Resource Commission for the full-year term ending January 2011 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any comments on the question? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, which one are we going to take first? 41B. Is that correct?
D. D is in dog.
41D. What are we doing?
Well, Pete just wanted to abstain, so I'll go ahead and make the motion.
Okay.
I move to approve the removal of taxes in the amount of $35,833.47 and the removal of the penalties in the amount of $1,254.25 for parcel number 007-531-99 located on Medical Parkway from the 2006-2007 real property tax roll per NRS 361.140. Fiscal impact, a decrease of $35,833.47 from the real property tax roll for the 2006-2007 fiscal year and the removal of penalties in the amount of $1,254.25.
Okay. I have a motion.
Second.
The second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain?
One abstain.
Mr. Livermore abstained. Okay, now we're going to do 5B. Is that correct?
Yes.
Four, five.
Bravo. 4-5B. That's the action on dedication of land right away.
Yes.
We're going to have fireworks across.
Oh, small.
Usually we have fireworks inside City Hall. This time we're going to have them outside across the street. All right.
Not those kind of fireworks.
Oh, okay.
Not the silent one. Going to make some noise.
There you go. Any other questions? Okay, entertain a motion. Did we get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
We haven't had a motion.
No,
not yet.
Shelly's going to do it.
I might move to
maybe
approve.
Maybe I don't want Shelly to do it.
I'm sorry. Then I won't.
Go ahead, Shelly.
I move to approve a packaged beer and wine liquor license and a dining room beer and wine liquor license for Kai E. George, member and liquor manager of Kai E.'s Carson City Cafe Limited, DBA Kai E.'s Oriental Cafe, located at 301 North Carson Street. Fiscal impact, $500 for original new fee, $500 for investigation fee, and $225 for a quarterly fee.
Second.
I have a motion, I have a second. Any comments on the question? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Wasn't this fun? This is a lot more fun than in Reno, right?
I thought you were going to question me, like
no.
Test me.
No.
Interrogator.
Now, I got to ask you, now, you went before for your liquor license in Reno, right?
No. I'm going to apply the other two the same way, but I think here is a lot more fun.
Absolutely. Tell Sam to name that.
Yeah,
right.
You
know, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, and very good luck to you.
Thank you very much to you all.
Thank you.
All right, we will now adjourn as the Liquor and Entertainment Board, and we shall reconvene as the Board of Supervisors. Okay, now we're going on. Is there any items the board would like to have pulled off the consent agenda for Pete?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to have item 41D pulled because I need to abstain from that discussion.
All right. Any other from the board? Anybody in the audience want something pulled, Sam?
45 Bravo.
All right. Very good. Okay, we've got those two will be pulled. Other than that, I'll entertain a motion.
Okay. Did you say 4-5 Bravo?
No, 4-1-B.
4-5
Bravo. 4-5?
4-5 B.
Okay. All right, I have enough.
Small military
time. Yes. Mr. Mayor, I move for approval of the consent agenda. It now consists of four items from the assessor's office, 4.1, 4.2, two items from Parks and Recreation, excuse me, one item from 4.2, Parks and Recreation Open Space. Purchases and contracts, three items. One item from Public Works Contracts. Four items remaining from Development Services. And one item from City Manager with special recognition to Luann Spadra-Drew and Dr. Gregory Hayes to the Historical Resource Commission for the full-year term ending January 2011 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any comments on the question? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, which one are we going to take first? 41B. Is that correct?
D. D is in dog.
41D. What are we doing?
Well, Pete just wanted to abstain, so I'll go ahead and make the motion.
Okay.
I move to approve the removal of taxes in the amount of $35,833.47 and the removal of the penalties in the amount of $1,254.25 for parcel number 007-531-99 located on Medical Parkway from the 2006-2007 real property tax roll per NRS 361.140. Fiscal impact, a decrease of $35,833.47 from the real property tax roll for the 2006-2007 fiscal year and the removal of penalties in the amount of $1,254.25.
Okay, I have a motion.
Second.
The second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain?
One abstain.
Mr. Livermore abstained. Okay, now we're going to do 5B. Is that correct?
Yes.
Four, five.
Bravo. 4-5B. That's the action on dedication of land right away.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Larry Warner, Development Services Director, City Engineer. This item is being brought to you because, as we've been working with Lou Pearson, some development up at Arrowhead Business Park, we found that we actually didn't have clear formal dedication of Bowling Way, which is currently paved and constructed. And we've been able to work with adjoining property owners to actually get the dedication. So this is kind of to clean up the records that we've got to really clarify that, in fact, it is a public roadway.
Was there any, go ahead. Any questions?
Sam, you have a question?
Saint-Denis, the Encyclopedia Reno Government, and by the way, Mayor Cashel did send all of you his best regards from the meeting yesterday. Well, this kind of piqued my interest because, according to this, some land is being dedicated by what looks like private citizens, and a substantial amount of land, the way it is worded here, of 19,000 square feet, which is roughly a half of an acre of land, is being dedicated to this, to the government, or to the public, I should say. And it seems like that's a lot of land to dedicate, and these people ought to be commended for dedicating land for the to the public. And I didn't quite understand exactly what the land is going to be used for, but that's wasn't my point. It just seems like when I up in Reno, when folks dedicate things or give things to the out, they usually get some sort of at least acknowledgement, if not accolades. So. I do commend these folks for having the good feeling, good feelings about the community, and be and their willingness to apparently dedicate a whole bunch of land.
I entertain a motion.
I'll do it. And I think Larry, that the you indicated this dedication was intended to occur a number of years ago. It also provides increased value to the property owned by the Weavers because you've got a paved roadway
correct.
Providing this, access.
Right, and this has not been taxed. It's been public streets for 20, 30 years. It's just not clear on the actual size and the dedication. So this just cleans up our records.
Okay. It's just a house cleaning deal.
Yes, it is.
I move to approve dedication of land for public right-of-way from Jerry L. Weaver and Yvonne Yvette Weaver to Carson City for a portion of Bowling Way 30 feet wide by 641.32 feet long, containing 19,239 square feet, plus or minus, from APN 008-682-04. No fiscal impact.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. Any comments on the question? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll go to item number five, Development Services.
Good morning, Mayor and Board of Supervisors. Kevin Gaddis, Carson City Building Official.
Is this the ordinance you and I had all fun over?
Yes, it is. This is the second reading, Mayor. I've received no phone calls or changes to the ordinance, so it's as is.
In other words, you're not going to go there today, are you?
No.
Not if you can avoid it.
Okay. Entertain the motion.
I'll do it. Yeah. Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt on second reading bill number 102, ordinance number 2007-4, an ordinance amending Carson City Municipal Code Title 15, Buildings and Construction, Chapter 15.05, Building Code, Section 15.05.010, adoption of the International Building Code, Appendices and Amendments, Section 105, Permits, 105.3.2, time limitation of applications by deleting the existing paragraph and replacing it with a new paragraph on time limitations of applications, 105.5 expiration, by deleting the existing paragraph, replacing it with four new paragraphs specifying every permit shall become invalid unless the work has been commenced within 180 days after its issuance, or if the work on the site is suspended or abandoned for 180 days but less than 1 year, a new permit and a fee of one half the permit will be required in order to renew action on an expired permit. A full permit fee is required. A permit may be extended one time only. Permits issued by the building official become null and void 18 months after date of issuance. A permit may be extended only one time for no more than 18 months. Permits of a minor nature become null and void 6 months after the date of issuance. Section 108, fees, 108.4, works commencing before permit issuance by deleting the existing paragraph and replacing it with a new paragraph naming the fee as an investigation fee that shall be equal to the amount of the permit fee, section 1106.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Larry Warner, Development Service Director, City Engineer. This item is being brought to you because, as we've been working with Lou Pearson, some development up at Arrowhead Business Park, we found that we actually didn't have clear formal dedication of Bowling Way, which is currently paved and constructed, and we've been able to work with adjoining property owners to actually get the dedication. So this is kind of to clean up the records that we've got to really clarify that, in fact, it is a public roadway.
Was there any, go ahead, any questions?
Jamie, a question.
Sandinate, the Encyclopedia of Reno Government, and by the way, Mayor Cashel did send all of you his best regards from the meeting yesterday. Well, this kind of piqued my interest because, according to this, some land is being dedicated by what looks like private citizens, and a substantial amount of land, the way it is worded here, of 19,000 square feet, which is roughly a half of an acre of land, is being dedicated to this, to the government, or to the public, I should say. And it seems like that's a lot of land to dedicate, and these people ought to be commended for dedicating land for to the public. And I didn't quite understand exactly what the land is going to be used for, but that's wasn't my point. It just seems like when I up in Reno, when folks dedicate things or give things to the out, they usually get some sort of at least acknowledgement, if not accolades. So I do commend these folks for having the good feelings about the community and their willingness to apparently dedicate a whole bunch of land.
I entertain a motion.
I'll do it. And I think, Larry, that the you indicated this dedication was intended to occur a number of years ago. It also provides increased value to the property owned by the Weavers because you've got a paved roadway.
Correct.
Providing this, access.
Right. And this has not been taxed. It's been public streets for 20, 30 years. It's just not clear on the actual size and the dedication. So this just cleans up our records.
Okay. It's just a house cleaning deal.
Yes, it is.
I move to approve dedication of land for public right-of-way from Jerry L. Weaver and Yvonne Yvette Weaver to Carson City for a portion of Bowling Way 30 feet wide by 641.32 feet long, containing 19,239 square feet plus or minus, from APN 008-682-04. No fiscal impact.
Second.
Have a motion, have a second. Any comments on the question? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll go to item number five, development services.
Good morning, Mayor and Board of Supervisors. Kevin Gaddis, Carson City Building Official.
Is this the ordinance you and I had all fun over?
Yes, it is.
Not to repeat that.
This is the second reading, Mayor. I've received no phone calls or changes to the ordinance, so it's as is.
In other words, you're not going to go there today, are you?
No.
Not if you can avoid it.
Okay. Entertain a motion.
I'll do it. Yeah. Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt on second reading bill number 102, ordinance number 2007-4, an ordinance amending Carson City Municipal Code Title 15, Buildings and Construction, Chapter 15.05, Building Code, Section 15.05.010, adoption of the International Building Code, Appendices and Amendments, Section 105, Permits, 105.3.2, time limitation of applications by deleting the existing paragraph and replacing it with a new paragraph on time limitations of applications, 105.5 expiration, by deleting the existing paragraph, replacing it with four new paragraphs specifying every permit shall become invalid unless the work has been commenced within 180 days after its issuance, or if the work on the site is suspended or abandoned for 180 days but less than 1 year, a new permit and a fee of one half the permit will be required in order to renew action on an expired permit. A full permit fee is required. A permit may be extended one time only. Permits issued by the building official become null and void 18 months after date of issuance. A permit may be extended only one time for no more than 18 months. Permits of a minor nature become null and void 6 months after the date of issuance. Section 108 fees, 108.4, works commencing before permit issuance by deleting the existing paragraph and replacing it with a new paragraph naming the fee as an investigation fee that shall be equal to the amount of the permit fee, section 1106, parking and passenger loading facilities, 1106.1, required by adding not less than before the words 4 feet and deleting section 4 and other matters properly related thereto.
Second. I got a motion, I got a second. Any comments on the question? I first of all want to since this is the Shelley Aldean ordinance, I was really want to compliment you, Richard, for reading all this. She should have had to read the
document. I did, on first reading.
Yeah, but I mean, when you started, you finished, you know what I'm saying?
Is that
if
right?
You talk the talk, you got to walk
okay.
The walk, all right?
Absolutely, why not?
We
got nothing better to do.
Understand, could we have a footnote that when you print this, the Shelley Aldean ordinance? And you will, from now on, put your name on these babies when they come up here. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. Oh, no, we've got to do B.
I got to do B. Shelley can do this one.
Item 5B is very similar in nature to 5A. It deals with the International Residential Code rather than the International Building Code. I've received no comments and no changes to the ordinance.
Shelley, you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I've got it.
All right, Shelley, make
certainly.
The motion.
I will. Hang on just a second. Let's see. I move to adopt on second reading bill number 103, ordinance number 2007-5, as agendized and published.
That works. That works.
Second.
You just thought you had me.
I got a motion. I got a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Kevin, you got away with murder this morning. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, now, just because, are you gentlemen here for the item number 7?
Actually,
I'm with
Randy Burke.
Are you? Good. We'll take a recess. He's sitting right up here.
No, Andy, that's Larry.
That's Larry. That's not Andy.
That's Larry.
Oh, Larry?
Really?
Yeah. We're going to recess for 5 minutes because Garthol's on the clock. He's making extra bucks.
Full of it this morning.
That's right. Yeah.
We're
taking such abuse.
We're item number 6. No, we're not. Yeah, we are.
Yes,
in other words, we're just about the end of the hunt.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. What this means, that Sam will be the first meeting in, that you've been coming to Carson City that you've gone to the complete agenda.
It's hardly worth the gas to get down here.
That's true. You've been gone like a king before that. But anyway, okay, I guess this is yours, Linda.
What we are asking the board to do is submit a letter to the Nevada Department of Transportation encouraging sales of surplus properties along the Carson Freeway. And in this instance, we want to point out property at the northwest corner of Carson, the Carson Freeway and Highway 50. We have an adjoining property owner that is interested in doing a pretty significant development. However, if they could acquire some of that excess right-of-way, that's going to dictate how they develop that project and really maximize the use of the property around the freeway. You have in your packet a suggested letter, a proposed letter with the mayor's signature that talks about the need for NDOT to divest themselves of these excess right-of-ways when, in fact, there is a development proposed such as this. Our fear is that if we don't take advantage of those opportunities now, we may end up with small remnant pieces that are uneconomical to develop, and they would sit bare next to the freeway.
Plus, it's a revenue stream back to the NDOT.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And anybody have any problem with this?
No, Pete? Well, Mr. Mayor, since the Nevada legislature has made counties and cities more dependent upon sales tax, this is really... I understand. I watched the news last night where there were some comments about maybe 2013, things like that. But this is an unusual circumstance. This is an opportunity for Carson City to continue with its development of its retail base, which is so essential to our funding the service levels that we've done to provide our citizens of Carson City. I think it's an exception to what NDOT typically has done, and we need to make every use of every piece of property in Carson City that affords us the opportunity for economic development or retail development, and this does that, and it does nothing. There's no friction zones. There's no anything like that that this would cause a problem with, and I highly encourage the Board of Transportation and NDOT to look seriously at this piece of property and to look at it for the value that Carson City sees in it.
Any other comments, Robin?
Thank you very much. I think it's an excellent letter. My only suggestion is perhaps we should CC this to the governor and other members of the Board of Transportation.
I have no problem with that.
I'd like to ask if we can
well,
have to do that.
I have no problem with that. Let's because how this is probably gonna work out is as we work with NDOT and Susan, is that this is not the only parcel that we really do need for them to release. Am I right? Get up there, Larry. And
please. Nod my head when I yes, Larry Warner, City Engineer.
But you're right. We've got other parcels that abut commercial zones that absolutely could be put to use, and
we've had some that we've lost opportunity on. That had we been able to do this, it would have made for a little better development, a little more. I don't know, like Linda said, there's going to be some remnant parcels that are going to exist now that are not big enough to put anything on them, so they're going to just be collectors of trash and weeds, and it's going to be a problem.
Okay. Garth, do you have anything to say?
Well, I appreciate you taking this action, Mr. Mayor. And the only thing that I would add is there are other benefits besides the development of that. We would take Russell Way. We'd hope to vacate it someday and put the same access that Russell Way now serves at the signalized intersection, where it'll have all four movements.
Yeah. In other words, there would be an improved access.
Right.
For traffic flow. Well, in other words, you'd be going straight through the shopping center.
Exactly.
And connecting to Long and then back out to Russell Way.
Right.
Which right now there's only a right-in left off of it, correct?
Right. Exactly.
So right
here, you get a lot of traffic right now diverting through the shopping center, meandering through the shopping center to get over to the signalized.
I've been guilty of that.
We know that.
There's no doubt about it. And then plus there's another aspect here that as we develop a real good working relationship with the new governor and with Susan and her staff, that we got a few bucks in this program somewhere on the 50 million. It'd be nice if we can get a little assistance in this area.
Exactly.
Do you agree with that this letter should go at this point in time to the board, or would you consider that as being a former NDOT director? Would that rub you the wrong way, or should we hold off and do that at a later time? I'm going
to
take.
No, I think it's appropriate to send it to the board.
Okay.
They should be aware of it. I mean, NDOT is short of money, $3.8 billion over the next 10 years. So this is going to help. If you've got millions and millions of dollars worth of excess right-of-way all over the state now, I know it's difficult to schedule and sell it even when you decide to sell it, but it is a revenue stream that is certainly helpful.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments? If that, I could entertain a motion.
Oh, I'll do it. I move to submit a letter to the Nevada Department of Transportation encouraging the sales of surplus properties along Carson Freeway, and specifically the property at the northwest corner of the Carson Freeway and Highway 50, with an addition of copying it to the members of the Board of Transportation.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. Any comments on the question? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you.
Okay, the last one is to set the total amount available for funding to the Carson City Community Support Services. This is item B. Linda, do you want to lead that, or are you going to do it, Liz?
I can go ahead and get this kicked off, and then if you have some questions, Liz.
Liz, why don't you get up to?
So come on up, Liz. To and she actually runs this program for us. It's time to send out application forms to all of the organizations that may be interested in community support services grants. And before we do that, we'd like to get some direction from the board as far as the funding, overall funding level. In the past, it's always been $190,000 that we've set aside. We are working through the budget and doing our best to balance that budget for extending on into 08, so we appreciate your direction. Also included in this item is if you have any direction having to do with the process or the grant application, we'd like to receive some direction now as well.
If the board has any comments, I've got an idea.
Does staff have any recommendations?
No, I asked them that this is our baby. This shouldn't be put on staff to make recommendations to our business. I personally feel that we do have a revenue shortfall. I'll ask you, Mrs. Texer, what was the total amount of funding that we spent last year? Right at $300,000?
$290,000.
Okay. I would, this is just my personal feeling. We have a problem. It's not manufactured. We have a shortfall. I would recommend to the board, and they can do what they want with it, but that we take and cut this. So you're cutting back, what, 5%? Mm-hmm. Right around 5?
Yeah, it's 5%.
Across the board, we've attrited 13 positions so far. And my last report I got from you is you're somewhere around $2 million so far.
We've cut $1.4 million in annual, and we probably need to cut about, if we can find it, another $1.7 million.
Yeah, but you feel comfortable that you could do at least another 600,000-800,000.
Yeah, we think we can get there.
Okay, and we'll just have to take it as it comes. But this is a problem. We're going to have to step up to the plate. My recommendation at this time to the board, and you can do with it as you please, is to take the 10% cut out of the total funding element. So that's about a 30,000 savings to the city at this point in time. Take it across the board for all the entities that we funded last year, and take no new applications. That makes it simple, and we're down the road.
Mr. Mayor, one of the funding last, rather than a 10% cut, helped HealthSmart no longer exist.
Can I
chime in here?
No, I can say, hey, that's I'm just saying that.
No, I think it's a fine idea, and I think that, you know, everybody needs to tighten their belt, and the community support organizations are shouldn't be exempt. It's true that HealthSmart still exists as a 501c3, and we are attempting to use that 501c3 to help facilitate the Circles of Support program. So I'd like to just perhaps, as the mayor has suggested, why don't we just maintain all the categories for the time being, and we can come back with a more definitive program. Pardon?
Talk to me later.
Oh, okay. Well,
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, my recommendation is that we just accept the mayor's recommendation that we don't alter necessarily any of the organizations that previously received funding, right, because they may receive funding in a different
way. I just wanted to lighten the burden.
No, I appreciate that.
Robin.
Just to clarify, are you talking 30% of the 292?
Yes.
Okay, so, or of the 190?
No, I'm talking 30% of the 292, what we funded last year.
30%?
I mean, 10% of it, that's
$30,000.
Okay, and the reason that I say this is because I have certainly, you know, Richards is on Community Council on Youth. If we start getting up here and pushing for our project that all of us have different views, and that's as it should be, what we're going to do is, I think, let's just let it go simple across the board this time. I hate across the boards, but in this instance, I think it'll work well for this fiscal year. But the only addition that I would say to this is that, Ms. Texera, that in fact, they still write their justification for the money they're going to receive so that we have some kind of a trail on them. Does that be all right with you?
You still need to apply and justify.
So yes. Still have them fill out the applications as you.
That's right. And understand, okay. In other words, tell them the amount they're going to get. In other words, if we funded $30,000, you're going to get 27 this year, but you must fill out the application so we've got something to track on your performance. How's that sound to the board?
Fine with me.
Can I comment?
Sure, Richard.
Well, just, you know, we've told the public for the last several months we have a shortfall, and I just want to make sure for the record that they all understand these service organizations provide a valuable asset to us and do a lot of things, provide services that potentially Carson City would have to provide. So they do supplant and assist us in providing services to our residents. So it they're worthy organizations. They deserve the money. They use it efficiently and save us as an entity a substantial amount of money. So,
oh man, you're right, yeah. Right on, Richard. And this is, you know, and this is something they can live through. From a standpoint, in other words, they know it's coming, they know what to expect. We don't even have to have hearings on it. We'll just bring that together. We'll just bring it, because that's what we've decided as a board, so that they don't have to even appear. They have to apply. And if they don't apply, then we'll deal with that as we go. Okay, Shelley, you got heartburn.
Well, it's just kind of a departure from how we've done this in the past. You know, I think that because we are spending the public's money, I think that these organizations need to justify the funding that they're asking for. And I think they need to fill out the application. I think they need to appear before this board, you know, to provide us with a report on how they fared over the last fiscal year and justify continued funding. I think that's always been part of the process, and I think that's a necessary part of the process.
I have no problem with that, Shelley.
Okay.
Rob?
Here's my only concern, because I was just... We have the proposed ongoing of $190,000, and there's two of these, OARC and advocates. They always usually ask for the same amount of money, $14,000 and $10,000. Would there be, if we did fully funded the $190,000 and then did 20% of the, or 30% of
the one shot?
One shot, then we get down to, do you see what I mean? Because there's some agencies that basically they rely on, say, the $10,000 or the bank.
Well,
here we go. I told you, here we go.
The problem, yeah. What we're dealing with, and when I talked about the $1.4 million in reductions, that's ongoing. And that's really our target, is the ongoing. That proposed one-shot comes from one-shot funds. And I'm going to bring back, we will bring back a capital report for you to show you, because we're short there, too.
what we're going to be able to fund out of capital, and we'll go ahead and include the amount with the 10% reduction if that's your action today. But it's important that we look at that ongoing. That's really what our target is when we're talking about the budget reductions.
Yeah, but when we start doing that, some got funded on one shot last year, and they were important enough that this board funded them. Some others just got simply, they're ongoing, okay? Now, what happens is when you start saying, let's see.
Why don't we just maintain all the categories for the time being, and we can come back with a more definitive program. Pardon?
Talk to me later.
Oh, okay. Well,
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, my recommendation is that we just accept the mayor's recommendation that we don't alter necessarily any of the organizations that previously received funding because they may receive funding in a different
form. I just wanted to lighten the burden.
No, I appreciate that.
Robin.
Just to clarify, are you talking 30% of the 292?
Yes.
Okay, so, or of the 190?
No, I'm talking 30% of the 292. What we funded last year.
30%?
I mean, 10% of it. That's
$30,000.
Okay, and the reason that I say this is because I have certainly, Richards is on Community Council on Youth. If we start getting up here and pushing for our project that all of us have different views, and that's as it should be, what we're going to do is, I think, let's just let it go simple across the board this time. I hate across the boards, but in this instance, I think it'll work well for this fiscal year. But the only addition that I would say to this is that, Ms. Texera, that in fact, they still write their justification for the money they're going to receive so that we have some kind of a trail on them. Does that be all right with you?
You still need to apply.
So still have them fill out the applications as you.
That's right. And understand, in other words, tell them the amount they're going to get. In other words, if we funded $30,000, you're going to get 27 this year, but you must fill out the application so we've got something to track on your performance. How's that sound to the board?
Fine with me.
Can I comment?
Sure, Richard.
We've told the public for the last several months we have a shortfall, and I just want to make sure for the record that they all understand these service organizations provide a valuable asset to us and do a lot of things, provide services that potentially Carson City would have to provide. So they do supplant and assist us in providing services to our residents. So it they're worthy organizations. They deserve the money. They use it efficiently and save us as an entity a substantial amount of money. So,
oh man, you're right. Yeah. Right on, Richard. And this is is something they can live through. From a standpoint, in other words, they know it's coming, they know what to expect. We don't even have to have hearings on it. We'll just bring that together. We'll just bring it, because that's what we've decided as a board, so that they don't have to even appear. They have to apply. And if they don't apply, then we'll deal with that as we go. Okay, Shelley, you got heartburn.
Well, it's just kind of a departure from how we've done this in the past. I think that because we are spending the public's money, I think that these organizations need to justify the funding that they're asking for. And I think they need to fill out the application. I think they need to appear before this board, to provide us with a report on how they fared over the last fiscal year and justify continued funding. I think that's always been part of the process, and I think that's a necessary part of the process.
I have no problem with that, Shelley.
Okay.
Rob?
Here's my only concern, because I was just... We have the proposed ongoing of $190,000, and there's two of these OARC and advocates. They always usually ask for the same amount of money, $14,000 and $10,000. Would there be, if we did fully funded the $190,000 and then did 20% of the, or 30% of
the one-shot?
One-shot, then we get down, do you see what I mean? Because there's some agencies that basically they rely on, say, the $10,000 or the bank.
Well,
here we go. I told you, here we go.
The problem, yeah. What we're dealing with, and when I talked about the $1.4 million in reductions, that's ongoing. And that's really our target, is the ongoing. That proposed one-shot comes from one-shot funds. And I'm going to bring back a capital report for you to show you, because we're short there too, what we're going to be able to fund out of capital, and we'll go ahead and include the amount with the 10% reduction if that's your action today. But it's important that we look at that ongoing. That's really what our target is when we're talking about the budget reductions.
Yeah, but when we start doing that, some got funded on one shot last year, and they were important enough that this board funded them. Some others just got simply, they're ongoing, okay? Now, what happens is when you start saying, let's say, assist your ongoing problem. This is a nickel and dime deal compared to your problem. So let's not micromanage it. Let's take a 10% across the board and leave it alone, and we'll come back to it at some other later date. But they have to apply, and I agree with you, Shelley. Let's have them come in and justify the money that we are giving them. It is public money, you're correct, and get on down the road.
Okay.
Yeah. If you like that.
Other comment?
Yes, Richard.
Well, I just want to make sure that what if one of some of these entities do not apply?
Then that's what we do.
Fine, we'll cut that on top.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to understand that when you say we will not entertain any new applications, do we want to really say that if there's a potential some of these entities may not apply?
It's going to be hard for me to justify, or for us to justify any new apps when I've already cut everybody else down. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
So let's go with, but the point that you bring up, Richard, is a good one, that if in fact somebody has a wealthy uncle or something and they don't need us anymore, great, we'll just take that and still cut 10%. I think that's our fiscal fiduciary responsibility to the community, and get on down the road. You want here, I'll test you.
Richard.
Hey, Richard, congratulations. You were in the paper, I'd say, the other day.
Yeah, picture.
Mr. Pro Tem. But anyway, I move that the Board of Supervisors cut 10% off of the total funding for annual funding to our community support services across the board, both ongoing and one shot, as was done to the operations, to the organizations that we funded last year, and not advertise for any new apps this year, and that these organizations will submit, as they normally do, to the city their plans and appear before the board so that they can get funded at a 10% reduction.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. Comments on the question. Sam?
It's all right. I'm doing okay. He's good. All right.
Sam Donati, Encyclopedia of Reno Government.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That old habits die hard.
I think I'll have a cigarette.
The frivolity at the meeting this week is overwhelming to me. I'm having a hard time standing at this podium.
Recess is in 10 minutes.
But I'll be very brief. And I do, because I know that Mr. Staub, I overheard that he has to, he's time constrained and has to catch a flight. Which reminds me, if we had air service here, he'd have an extra hour.
Sam.
But that has nothing to do with what I'm about to say. The this, the philosophy of this really irks me, and please don't take this the wrong way. Here we have these nonprofit organizations that you all admit mostly do really good things for the community, generally pay their way, and maybe even more than pay their way, and they're having to be cut back. And we're talking about, I go to the meetings up in Reno and Washoe and the airport. I've never even heard the word $30,000 spoken at a meeting. They don't even know what $30,000 is. If it doesn't have at least six zeros after it, it isn't even worth talking about at the meeting. And it just, and don't take it the wrong way, but maybe some of you ought to go up there to the Reno airport or the Reno City Hall and find out how they do it, because they have got a bottomless pit of money. I swear on the Bible, every time there's more money. And I see them giving themselves bonuses and pay raises, bonuses that are bigger than this total amount of money that you're getting ready to take away from these good organizations. And it hurts my soul to see you taking money away to half to take money away from these really good organizations. It seems like there must be somebody's benefiting enough out there who could come forward and offset this $30,000. And I know you're constrained for the money, $3 million shortfall on the budget. Like I said, just last week on the consent agenda, the airport, $33 million they're going to fund for something they shouldn't even be funding anyway. I don't know how they do it. And Carson City isn't that much smaller than Reno. It seems like maybe in that $50 million highway project.
Assist your ongoing problem. We're not, this is a nickel and dime deal compared to your problem. So let's not micromanage it. Let's take a 10% across the board and leave it alone, and we'll come back to it at some other later date. But they have to apply, and I agree with you, Shelley. Let's have them come in and justify the money that we are giving them. It is public money, you're correct. And get on down the road.
Okay.
Yeah. If you like that.
Other comment?
Yes, Richard.
Well, I just want to make sure that what if one of some of these entities do not apply?
Then that's what we do.
Fine, we'll cut that on top.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to understand that when you say we will not entertain any new applications, do we want to really say that if there's a potential some of these entities may not apply?
It's going to be hard for me to justify, or for us to justify any new apps when I've already cut everybody else down. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
So let's go with, but the point that you bring up, Richard, is a good one. That if, in fact, somebody has a wealthy uncle or something and they don't need us anymore, great. We'll just take that and still cut 10%. I think that's our fiscal fiduciary responsibility to the community, and get on down the road. You want here? I'll test you.
Richard.
Hey, Richard. Congratulations. You were in the paper. I said the other day.
Yeah, picture.
Mr. Pro Tem. But anyway,
Shelley.
I move that the Board of Supervisors cut 10% off of the total funding for annual funding to our community support services across the board, both ongoing and one shot, as was done to the operations, to the organizations that we funded last year, and not advertise for any new apps this year, and that these organizations will submit, as they normally do, to the city their plans and appear before the board so that they can get funded at a 10% reduction.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. Motion. Comments second. On the question. Sam?
It's all right. I'm doing okay. He's good. All right.
Sam Denny, the Encyclopedia of Reno Government.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That always happens to die hard.
I think I'll have a cigarette.
The frivolity at the meeting this week is overwhelming to me. I'm having a hard time standing at this podium.
Recess is in 10 minutes.
But I'll be very brief. And I do, because I know that Mr. Staub, I overheard that he has to, he's time constrained and has to catch a flight. Which reminds me, if we had air service here, he'd have an extra hour.
Sam.
That has nothing to do with what I'm about to say. The the philosophy of this really irks me, and please don't take this the wrong way. Here we have these nonprofit organizations that you all admit mostly do really good things for the community, generally pay their way, and maybe even more than pay their way, and they're having to be cut back. And we're talking about, I go to the meetings up in Reno and Washoe and the airport. I've never even heard the word $30,000 spoken at a meeting. They don't even know what $30,000 is. If it doesn't have at least six zeros after it, it isn't even worth talking about at the meeting. And it just, and don't take it the wrong way, but maybe some of you ought to go up there to the Reno airport or the Reno City Hall and find out how they do it, because they have got a bottomless pit of money. I swear on the Bible, every time there's more money. And I see them giving themselves bonuses and pay raises, bonuses that are bigger than this total amount of money that you're getting ready to take away from these good organizations. And it hurts my soul to see you taking money away to have to take money away from these really good organizations. It seems like there must be somebody's benefiting enough out there who could come forward and offset this $30,000. And I know you're constrained for the money. $3 million shortfall on the budget. Like I said, just last week on the consent agenda, the airport, $33 million they're going to fund for something they shouldn't even be funding anyway. Okay, I don't know how they do it. And Carson City isn't that much smaller than Reno. It seems like maybe in that $50 million highway project, they barely even talk about the $50 million highway project. Somebody would come forward and have that money from them somewhere, whether it was from back east, Harry Reid,
all right, Sam,
all of those people.
We got to get going.
Thank you for the time. You got a flight, I know.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate your comments. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Matter carries. Thank you. I'll pass the gavel back to Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem, Mr. Stott. Where are we? We're done? 9:30, huh? An hour. No, we've had one in 45 minutes.
Al, you're a little late, buddy.
Hey, Al, did you forget about us, Al?
I forgot all about you.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. I've been a whole week, about 3 months. Yeah. This week is starting to be normal.
Please excuse him. He's very short staff right now, so.
Okay, Al. Hey, you know what? You know what we found out without your presence this morning?
It went real smooth, I understand.
You're not even needed for this.
The sheriff took your place.
So we can cut your position.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll cut another position. Are there any?
He's got a super clerk over there.
Do we have any supervisor reports?
Well, I do want to remind everyone that the downtown business group is having a wine walk on Saturday from 1 to 5. If you want to come and go to any shop, buy it for $10, get a glass of wine, wander around, see the shop, and get some Valentine chocolates and wines.
Very good. Anything else? With that, I would entertain a motion to
adjourn.
Second. All in favor, we're out of here.
Hey, yeah, Shelley, I'm going to apologize, but I'm going to miss your meeting tomorrow.
Oh, that's okay. I'll handle it.
I'm sure they do well.
Yes. What's the meeting?
Fred, I thought, did you hear?